Today we're going to learn Tainis Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We're already a little bit into Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We are up to Tanu Rabbanan Shlosha. Tanu Rabbanan Shlosha. So it's we're already several lines into the page over here. More than a few lines into the page. Let me just find it. Yeah, second medium-sized line. Tanu Rabbanan Shlosha. So says the Braisa, picking up on the story that we said yesterday with Nakdimon Ben Gurion and how he davened for the sun to come out after the day was really already over and the sun came out. So says the Braisa, Shlosha Niktama Lahem Chama Ba'avuran. There are three people that the sun came early, shone early because of them. Moshe, Yoshua, Nakdimon Ben Gurion. And those three great people were Moshe, Yoshua, and Nakdimon Ben Gurion. So says Gemara Bishlam and Nakdimon Ben Gurion Gemara. I understand how we know this about Nakdimon Ben Gurion. That was the story we learned yesterday in the Gemara. Yoshua, Nami, Kruk, and I also know how we know it from Yeshua, because the pasuk says by Yeshua that Vayidom Hashemesh Vayarech VaAmad, that the sun stood in its place and the moon stood in its place in order for Yeshua to finish waging war. Ela Moshe Minolan, but how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu had this special privilege of having the sun stand in its place for him? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asya Achel Achel. The pasuk we have Gzer Shava Achel Achel. Ksiva, the word Achel appears in two places. That's what we call Gzer Shava. And we learn from one place to the other. Ksiv Achel, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu with the war against Sichon and Og, Achel Tachas Pachtecha. So use the word Achel. Uksiv Hasam, and it says by the Melchama of Yoshua against the seven nations that inhabited the land of Israel, Achel Gadelcha. So we learn that just like by Yoshua, Achel was referring to a time where the sun stood in its place, so to by Moshe must have done the same thing. Rashom Bar Nachmeni Amar Asya Taste. It's, we also have Gzer Shava, but it's not from Achel Achel. It's from the word taste that appears in both places. Ksiv Hacha Achel Taste Pachtcha. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu Taste. Uksiv Hasam and says by Yoshua Biyom Taste Hashem Es Amori. The day that God gives the Amori over into your hands. But the word is taste. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asya Migufe Dekra. No, you don't need a Gzer Shava. You can learn it directly from the pasuk that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasuk says Asher Yushmon Shemacha Veragzu V'Chalu Mipanecha. Emas talks about how terrified our enemies are going to be from us and how terrified our enemies are going to be of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why would they be so terrified of Moshe Rabbeinu? Such a nice guy. What are they going to be terrified about? No, when they see that the sun is playing tricks for him, they see that God is doing miracles for him, that's terrifying to the enemy. So main point over here, three people had the sun stand in place for them: Nakdimon, Yehoshua, and Moshe. Three opinions about how we know that about Moshe Rabbeinu. Achel Achel, taste, or the fear of our enemies. Good? So three people that the sun stood in its place for, Nakdimon, Yeshua, and Moshe. Three ways we would know that about Moshe. Gzer Shava Achel Achel, Gzer Shava taste, or just the pasuk itself that the enemies are terrified. Says the Mishnah had said, "V'chein ir shelo yardu ala geshamim," a city that it did not rain in. That's one of the tzaros that we cry out for in that city, and we learn that this is a tzara from the pasuk in Amos, where the pasuk says that if Hashem causes it to rain on one city and not in another city, so it's a big tzara. So Amrav Yudam Rav Ushtei and Leklala. Even both cities are suffering from a curse. Even the one that it did rain. One of them it rained too much to the point that it ruined all the grain, and the other one didn't rain at all, so no grain grew. Both of them are stuck, though, without grain. Once the Gemara brings Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav on a pasuk that tells us about something bad that happens, the Gemara is going to bring other drashos from the same Amora, from Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, that teaches us some good things, some positive things. So that's just a way of the Gemara sometimes just jumping a little bit from topic to topic, just based on who the author is. So we're going to give Joshua's Rabbi Tomarav, but a little more upbeat this time. Haisi Yushlaim Lenida Beinehem. Amar Rav Yudah Merav. Rav Yudah Merav says that this pasuk doesn't necessarily mean a curse. It sounds like a curse because it says that Yerushalayim is going to be like impure, like a nida. But really, it's levracha kenida, that it's going to be a bracha like a nida in the following way: ma nida yesh laheter. Just like a nida ultimately will be able to go to the mikvah and she'll become mutter to her husband, af Yerushalayim yesh latakana. So too, when Yerushalayim is suffering, don't worry. Ultimately, Yerushalayim will return. Haisa ka'almana. It will be like a widow. Amar Rav Yehuda lebracha. Rav Yehuda says this also it could mean a bracha. Ke almana velo almana mamish. It's ki almana, like an almana, but it's not literally an almana. It's more like a woman whose husband went away on a long trip, but he does plan on coming home. So we say that that woman is like an almana, but she's not really an almana because her husband's returning. So Yerushalayim, even though may be suffering now, and it may look bad now, things may look bleak now, the comparison to a nida and to an almana actually gives us hope that things are going to get better in the future. Pasuk also says, V'gam ani nasati eschem nivzim ushvalim. Amar Rav Yehuda lebracha. Rav Yehuda says that's also a bracha. The lo makmi min al noreshi nahari, that Am Yisrael is not going to have people who have to collect taxes by the river. V'lo gizir pati, and not officers. So that are going to, and therefore we're going to be able to be free to learn Torah. So that's a third pasuk that we darshan as a bracha. Now a fourth pasuk. Let's start numbering them actually already. So we have the first pasuk that we darshan as a bracha is the one that compared Yerushalayim to a nida. The second one that compared Yerushalayim to an almana. Third one that compared, that said the Jewish people are nivzim u'shfelim. The fourth one now is going to be as follows. V'hika Hashem es Yisrael kasher yonut hakona b'mayim. That Hashem will smite Klal Yisrael like a reed that's being washed away in the river. That's being, that waves are splashing over in the river. Amar Rabbi Domar Rav, levracha, this is also a blessing that we're going to be like a reed. Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmeni Amar Yonatan, maydich siv ne'emanim pitzei ohev, v'ne'etaros neshiko sonei. What does the pasuk mean when it says that someone you love, even if you smite them, but you always mean even if you hit someone you love, like a parent hits a child, they always intend for the good. But someone that you hate, you're trying to stop them. So we're saying that that's what this pasuk really means. Tova klala shekila lachia hashiloni es Yisrael yosem mibracha shebirchon bilam arasha. That the klala, the curse that Achia Shiloni said in this pasuk against the Jewish people, is better for us than the blessing that Bilam HaRasha gave to us. Even though that was a blessing, but he's our enemy. How is this curse better than the blessing of Bilam? Achia Hashiloni killan bekana. He cursed us by comparing us to a reed. Now the thing about a reed is that it's malleable. It bends and then bends right back into place. So when it encounters a force greater than itself, it may bend and it may be affected, but then ultimately it will snap right back into place. So Amalam Yisrael, he told Klal Yisrael, Vika Hashem is Yisrael, Hashem is going to smite you, Kasher Yonod HaKana, like a reed in the water. Ma Kana Zeh Omid B'mukom Mayim, Gizom Machlif, that if the Kana gets cut and gets ruined, it's going to grow right back up. Shrashim Rubin, and it has a lot of roots. V'afilu Kala Rucha Shabalim Bolz V'noshos Bo Ein Maziz Sosom Yimukomo. And all the winds in the world can come and blow on it and nothing's going to happen. It's not going to move it. It's still going to stay in the ground. And it will sway with the wind, but it will never be uprooted. So Damamu Haruchos Amar HaKana B'mekomo, as soon as the wind stopped, the reed stands back straight up in its place. So that's a great bracha, that we're going to survive all of the winds and the terrible things that happen throughout the history of the world. Aval Bilam Harasha Birchan Be'erez. But even when Bilam blessed us, he said that we're like a cedar tree. Shnemar Ka'arazim Ma Erezeh Ino Omid B'mekom Mayim. So first of all, an erez, a cedar tree, can't stand near water. Ve'in Gizom Machlif, and it doesn't live a very long time. Ve'in Shrash of Merubin, it doesn't have a lot of roots. Afilu Kalaruch Shabal Noshvosbo, in Mazizus also Bimukomo, but in all the winds in the world, it may stand strong against all the winds. But Kevin Shanashbo Ruach Dromus, but when that southern wind comes, or let's say like a hurricane or a tornado comes, Okarto Vafachto Alpanov, it will totally uproot the tree entirely, and it will come out of the ground, like we saw with Sandy, all these trees that were completely uprooted and taken out of the ground. Very strong trees. Now, had it been a blade of grass, the blades of grass weren't taken out of the ground. They're soft. They blow in one direction and the other, and they stay in the ground. That's the reed. But the erez, the cedar tree, which we think is so much more prestigious and so much more wonderful, but once it's uprooted, it's uprooted. And that was the brach of Bilam, that we're going to be like a cedar tree. So it turns out that the musr we get from someone who loves us, the harsh words we get from someone who loves us, are actually nicer than the brachas we get from someone who doesn't love us. V'lo od el shazacha kanalita limenu kulmas lichtovo sefer Torah nevi meksuvim. And not only that, the reed is so special that the reed is how they would make the quill that you would write Sifrei Kodesh, like a Sefer Torah, with, out of a reed. They would fashion it out of a reed. So the reed is the greatest bracha. So main point over here, the brachos of our enemies are worse for us than the curses of our friends, just as the bracha of Bilam was a cedar tree that can be uprooted, and the curse of Achia was a reed that can never be uprooted. Good. Once we bring these drashos about the reed, so we're going to tell us a person is supposed to be in a certain way, like a reed. A person is supposed to be like a kana. How so? Tan Rabban, l'olam yei adam rach kikana. A person is supposed to be humble, soft, like a reed. Val yei kasha ke'eres. He shouldn't be arrogant and hard to deal with, like a cedar tree. Maisa shabar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon mi'migdal gedor mi'beis Rabba. One time Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon was coming from his Rebbe's house after he learned Torah by his Rebbe. Vayorachav al chamor mitayel al sfas nahar. So he was riding on a donkey and right by the riverbank. V'samach simcha gedol, and he experienced a great joy. V'sadaito gasal of bnei shalom Torah harbe, and he started to feel very proud because he learned so much Torah. Nizdamin lo adam echad. So he ran into a certain person. Rashi says this wasn't just a person, this was Eliyahu HaNavi, Shayimachor Biyosa, that looked disgustingly ugly. Amarlo, the person said to Rabbi Lazar, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi, Velo Hechselo, he didn't respond. Amarlo, he said, Reka, Kama Mechor Oso Ish. So Rabbi Lazar says, You fool, how gross are you? Shema Kol B'nei Yerichu Mechor and Kamoscha. Are all the people in your city as gross as you? Amarlo, Eni Odea, Elelech Ve'emar Lu'uman Shasani. He says, I don't know, maybe you should go ask God who made me. Kama Mechor Klei Zeh Shasisa, and tell him what a bad job he did on making me. Kivin Sheyad Batzma Shechata. Rabbi Lazar realized he made a mistake. Yared Menachamor V'nishtatach L'fanu. So he get off the donkey and he started bowing in front of him. Va'amarlo, and he said, I said too much. Mecholi, please forgive me. Amar lo, eini mochalach hachatelich luman sha'asa'ani, ve'amar lo, kama mechor klizeh sha'asisa. I will not forgive you until you go to the uman that made me and tell him how bad a job he did on making me. Hayimetayelach rav, so he followed after him at she'igia li'iro until he got to Rabbi Lazar's city. Yatsu b'nei iro l'krosso, the people of the city came out to greet him, v'yomrim lo, and they were telling Rabbi Lazar, Shalom alecha, Rabbi, Rabbi, Mori, Mori, v'shalom aleichem, our great teacher. Amar lehem, this man said, L'miatem korim Rabbi Rabbi, who are you calling a great teacher? Amar lo, the people of the city said, L'zesh metayelach recha, the guy that's walking behind you. Amar lehem, this man said, Mzeh Rabbi, al yirbu kamoso b'Yisrael. If that guy is a rabbi, then you don't want more rabbis like that in the Jewish people. Amar lo, mipnei ma, the people of the city were stunned. How could you speak that way about a rabbi? What did he do to you? Amar lehem, kach v'kach asli, says, you want to hear what he did to me? And he told him the whole story. Amar lo, the people of the city said to him, Afal pikein, you got to forgive him anyway. Sha'adam gadol batoro, who he's a giant of Torah. Amar lahem, bishvilchem hareini mochelo. For your sake, I'll forgive him. Ubavach lo yeragi lasos kein. But he's got to be more careful with the way he speaks. Miyad nichnas Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Right away, Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon entered into the Beis Medrash for Darash, and he taught. He learned his lesson. He taught lo olam yehadam rach kakone va'al yekasha ke'erez. A person should always be very humble, like a reed, and not be difficult, like a and gaivadik, like a cedar tree, and that's why the reed was able to be zocha to be used to write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. Main point over here, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon taught that we should be humble after learning the lesson the hard way when he was extremely arrogant toward an ugly looking Eliyahu Hanavi. We'll pick up Ezra Shem with V'chein Ir next time.